Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, honey, you know I love you more than one man should. Yeah,
Dean Richards live from Channel 9. All right, I understand we're in a time crunch. Who do you have to talk to that's more important than we are?
A kid who plays the drums while standing on his head.
All right, well, you didn't say it was that big. I mean, that I understand.
I didn't want to make you jealous for the incredible guest get that we got.
And right. Dean, the band director of that kid is my son-in-law, Johnny.
Oh, we know Johnny.
Yes, Johnny's been here before.
So say hi to Antioch?
Yes, from Antioch High School. He's the band director.
Right. Does your son-in-law make all the kids stand on their head when they play the instruments?
I don't know. He said this kid wanted to. I guess he's a senior, and I said, I hope he's a light kid.
Can you imagine playing the tuba in that position? That'd be difficult.
It's not just a one-man process, Steve.
No.
It's the kid that's the drummer who climbs up on a buddy of his upside down.
Yeah.
And then so he's dangling by like his legs are around his buddy's shoulders.
Sure.
Hanging upside down. And then
you wonder why women think we're idiots.
Two other buddies are holding the drum kit upside down. Mm-hmm. And he's able to play magnificently.
I'm sure he's a great kid.
Takes the whole percussion team. Yep.
Yeah. They should be very proud of him at Antioch.
Say hi to Johnny.
Quite an academic program they've got going on.
All right, now we don't have time to get to all the show business news, but I will tell people that you're talking about the Ellen George W. Bush thing this morning. You're also talking about the Miley Cyrus situation
in the hospital.
Apparently, she's going to be okay. But tell everybody the Matt Lauer story.
Well, there is a new book that's out this morning that's written by Ronan Farrow that alleges that in 2014, Matt Lauer raped a former Today Show journalist while they were covering the Olympics in Sochi. The journalist was actually working for Meredith Vieira at the time, but everybody gets together at the hotel bar later on. Some drinks were had. Matt Lauer invited the journalist up to his room. She went and was intoxicated, but discloses to Ronan Farrow that while she was up there, was raped by him, was too drunk to have been able to consent to anything. There's been no comment from Lauer, no comment from NBC. But this new book by Ronan Farrow is supposed to be a real tell-all about behind the scenes at NBC and the Today Show in particular during the Matt Lauer days.
And Ronan Farrow, as we've spoke about last hour here, proven himself to be a very diligent journalist in getting to the bottom of these really ugly stories.
Yeah, exactly right. He was really one of the ones that broke open the Harvey Weinstein accusations that kicked off the Me Too movement. So he's been very involved in that. He's been also saying for a very long time, he's been alleging, the difficulties of sexual abuse in his own family with his mother, Mia Farrow, and his stepfather at the time, Woody Allen. So,
it's a bad story, but a story that needs to be told for a number of reasons. You can choose not to read it or consume it if you don't want. But I think he's doing a service here as much as selling a book.
This allegation that's in this new book is a multi-leveled one because, I mean, you know, we've been just talking about it in the office. And people have been saying, well, why did she go up to his room? Why did she go up to his hotel room? I don't know. I don't know what the answers are to this. If you've had too many drinks, why do you do a lot of things? But that doesn't give somebody the right to rape somebody else.
Of course not.
Just because they're intoxicated.
Well, the bigger question, too, and I'm sure this came up in the newsroom as well, is she had then had a consensual relationship with him after as well. Again, it doesn't excuse the initial act. It just gives ammunition to people that go, well, that's what you get. Yep. And obviously there's something else involved here.
Yeah, there's a lot more to the story than that, of course.
Meanwhile, you have to go because you got somebody on their head playing drums.
Very, very important. I also have very important journalistic work to do today.
Hey, by the way, if you have time, I know a guy that plays his armpits while jumping on a trampoline.
I've been trying to find somebody who can really play their armpits for a while. I know back when I was in grade school, we could all do a pretty good flight of the bumblebee in our armpits.
And I've been trying to get your executive producer in on this, but I also know synchronized swimming yodelers, so they would be good.
It's the kind of talent that we look for on Chicago's number one morning TV show.
Paul Conrad actually was heard under his breath today saying, well, finally, some of the crap's over. We can get the real stuff in here. Right?
You know, we got the big shots from our new ownership in town, so we're really trying to put our A material out there right now.
Are they in town today?
I believe so.
Oh, we got to start the show over then.
Yeah, I believe we have a pretty important vice president of something or other in town right now.
They probably don't even know they own us.
She, yesterday when we were doing the segment, when I was introduced to her, she said, oh yeah, I saw the back of your head while you were doing your radio segment.
How are you supposed to take that?
I take it as she noticed me.
You've been listening to an abbreviated Moron Entertainment. More later from Dean on TV. Thank you.
Bye.